vehicles during 2013. Now people are switching from imports to Ford. So the switch is on to Evergreen Ford. In the last couple weeks, we've taken in over 100 Hondas, Toyotas, Subarus, and Volkswagens. That means deals, deals, deals on every used import you can imagine. We slashed them to unbelievable low prices. Evergreen Ford always has over 200 new Focus, Fusions, Hybrids, Electrics, 100-mile-per-gallon energies, plus hundreds of the all-new Escape, Explorers, and, of course, the number one selling truck in the world, the big, bad F-150. See more and pay less, a lot less at Evergreen Ford. We don't discount one or two. We mark all 600 with huge bottom-line discounts. Switch to Evergreen Ford now. You'll always get more for less. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
The Commodores are bringing the funk to Seattle's closest casino. There will be soul to spare when the Commodores come to Snoqualmie Casino Sunday, February 16th. Stretch before you come because there's fixing to be plenty of dancing. Snoqualmie features great restaurants, games, and fun. So make a night of it with the Commodores February 16th. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Sarah, you just got contacts. You look fantastic.
Nope, not wearing contacts.
How come you're not walking into walls? You've always worn glasses.
LASIK.
You can afford that?
Oh, yeah.
She's right. A high-quality LASIK experience is now affordable for everyone. Thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, we've helped nearly a million people see better using the same safe FDA-approved technology at a fraction of what other LASIK providers charge. Now our highly skilled independent specialists would like to help you too. Call right now for a free appointment to answer all your questions. 1-800-300-2173. If you're contemplating LASIK but aren't sure about pricing or even the procedure, call now for a free appointment to get the information you need. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. Imagine how great it would be to finally get LASIK. For your free appointment, call now at 1-800-300-2173. That's 1-800-300-2173. 1-800-300-2173.
This report is brought to you by the Seattle RV Show.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We do have some pretty slow traffic right now on the Valley Freeway northbound from 180th to 405, pretty much stop and go. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, of course, all the way into the Kennedale Hill, seeing lots of brake lights there as well. And I-5 northbound near the Convention Center still have this accident on the right shoulder. At this point, they've got about 7 vehicles on the right shoulder. They're not blocking any of the main lines of traffic, but it is a big distraction, and the delay goes all the way out to the middle of Boeing Field.
Don't miss the Seattle RV Show February 6th through the 9th at CenturyLink Field Event Center, presented by WSECU. Low show prices, 17 local dealers, one indoor location. Free parking when you buy tickets online at
TheSeattleRVShow.com.
Pop Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
All right, Pedro has the song ready to go. It's a 8:04. Before you start the song, Pedro, just quickly. In our sponsorship drive for World Vision, we had 12 kids left, and we figured for the 12th man, why don't you... Hey, Pedro, wait. Did you hear me talking?
I'm sorry, the computer just froze.
If only there were really smart guys in the room who knew computers.
These computers are destroying mankind.
I know.
All right, hold on to the computer. Put a muzzle on it for a second. Anyway... we had 12 left, and we figured perfect for the 12th man and the Seahawks. Good karma sponsored child in Zambia. And I'm not saying the good karma will help the Seahawks win, but good karma never hurts. So we're down to now just 3 children left. Thanks
well
to
done.
2 wonderful listeners last hour. Eric, do you have their names?
I do. I want to thank Vicky in Tacoma for sponsoring Light S in Zambia and Rebecca in Seattle for sponsoring Gift.
Awesome. What a gift. All right, folks, that means that the next person sponsors a child gets number 3.
And I don't have to tell you what number 3 is in this city.
number three in this city is? Well, I know what number one is and number two is. What is number three?
The savior himself, Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's it.
Quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks.
I actually knew that. Okay, so we're going to play one of our Seahawks songs, and then these guys wrote this incredible book. The book is called The Second Machine Age. I was reading it last night, and it interfered with me wanting to go to sleep. It was that good. But there is a slight controversy I'm going to open the interview with. There is something disturbing that I found out about the book, which I'm going to hit these guys with right away. I'm going to blindside them in the interview. You can't wait for that. But first, also mention, we're going to give away some tickets to our 12th man VIP party right now. Caller number 12 at 877-901-0957. And here's our Marshawn Lynch song. Got our winner. Hello. Is this Bill?
This is Bill.
Congratulations, dude. You're going to our Super Bowl party.
Fantastic. This is Bill Weiss over from the Silver Cloud.
Yeah.
All right.
Bill.
And you're one fair and square, even though we love you. All right. Congratulations. Yes.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right. Hang on, Bill. Silver Cloud, that's the place you stay when you're near a home game. The best hotel in the world. Well, in the world of sporting
in
events.
In the world, in the park. Best hotel in the parking lot of the Central League Field.
Yeah. Rooftop deck, jacuzzi suites, not bad.
That's awesome. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. The two gentlemen in our studio are some of the most sought-after smart minds in the future of technology. I picked up this book last night because, well, actually, it was here in the studio because they're coming in for an interview. And I took it home because it looked interesting to me. It's called The Second Machine Age, Work, Progress, and Prosperity in a Time of Brilliant Technologies. And I'm such a, you know, geek. I love my iPhone, like almost not as much as that guy in the movie, but I love my operating system.
And you don't have Scarlett Johansson talking about it. You got Siri.
And so I took the book home, and Luciana texted me and says, well, you're going to love this book. You should read a little of it. And so I picked it up last night, like my homework assignment. You know, I hope they don't want to sound too dumb. And I started reading, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I could stay up all night reading this book. It is so fascinating, and it is written in the kind of language, like, you know, when you're going to talk to guys, MIT and Harvard professors, sometimes you think they're going to speak over your head in equations and stuff. It is written for the average person to have this ginormous understanding of humanity and what all of these changes in our lives are doing to us. So I want to welcome, but there's a couple of things. This should come with a pronunciation guide for your name, Eric.
Look, like, I've been working with him for 15 years, yeah. And I finally figured out how to pronounce his name. So
I was just
going to
say,
luck.
Eric and Andrew are here.
Yep.
Help me out with it, please.
No, I want to hear you try it.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Eric Brynjolfsson.
Oh, my God. The first try. Perfect.
Nailed it.
Dead on.
Come on.
Nailed it.
Brynjolfsson?
You've been practicing that all night.
Well, anyway. No. I saw that commercial with Anchorman where the J is always soft. Yolvo or whatever it was. No, what was the car he was saying? A Yaj. A Yaj start. So I took a shot with the Y for J.
Now try Andrew's name.
Andrew.
Say it like you want to say
McAfee.
It.
McAfee. I did that on purpose.
Oh.
All right. So it's Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee.
McAfee.
Oh,
you actually
I did this again on purpose.
You did.
Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee, which is like the software stuff, the antivirus, but also it's like wacky dude overseas that we...
Neither of whom are me.
Okay, good to know. Let me give you the proper introduction. In the early 20th century, we've experienced an incredible industrial revolution. And now that we're in the second decade of the 21st century, there is a revolution underway now, the technology revolution. Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee, co-authors of The Second Machine Age, this book discusses the ongoing technology revolution unfolding around us. It's not just your smartphone. There are so many things happening that will change humanity forever, and we're really just getting going with some of this stuff. These guys are MIT and Harvard professors. They're very sought after because of their broad view of things and their insights. You can attend their presentation on progress, prosperity, and new technologies tonight at 7:30 at Seattle's Town Hall. I'm honored to have them here. All the information I'm getting there will be at bobrivers.com. Eric and Andrew, hi. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Now, first off, I told you there was a gotcha at the beginning of the interview. A listener emailed me and said, these guys are so big on technology, why is their book not available on Amazon today? And there's some problem with the link to your book, and do you know about it?
Wow, that is a gotcha. Yeah, we are aware of it. The Kindle version of our book is currently unavailable. We don't exactly know why, but you can be sure there are people looking into
you
it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are they sabotaging you somehow?
No.
Here you are in Seattle. Jeff Bezos, I assume, would be at your presentation. He's also a very big forward thinker. Would you agree?
Yeah, we were just massive. Over there yesterday. Yeah, no, we think that the NSA is probably behind this. They don't want the information to get out.
Maybe that's true, by the way, for reasons we'll get into. So I would go, I hate BarnesandNoble.com because they're not based right here. But you've got to get this book and maybe go into a bookstore if you can find it.
That still works. We are assured the Kindle version will be back up soon. So hold tight, Seattle.
The paper version still works.
All right. So I gave this book my highest recommendation, even though I'm maybe just a chapter or so into it, because I love telling stories, and the way you start this story is incredible. So I'm going to just hand this off to you guys because you can tell it, but you start by looking at all of humanity from 60,000 BC to 35,000 BC when we've pretty much wiped out Cro-Magnon and its Homo sapiens, and then you start talking about an era from 800 to 200 BC where our deepest philosophical thinkers, people who still matter today, happen, and you go through agriculture, we have the ox, we learn how to have animals do more work than we can do as human beings, and it turns into factories and all this, and then all of a sudden the computer happens, and the curve of how fast things change steepens dramatically. So that's the setup. So that's the premise of your book is, hang on tight, we're in a roller coaster ride, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way we start the book is with the all-time favorite question that I ask when I'm having dinner with friends or having beer with buddies. A great question is, what kind of
dinosaur did Jesus drive? No.
That's the second best question.
I have a new favorite question. But is to ask, what do you guys think have been the biggest stories in human history? Mm-hmm. And then you just sit back because an endless debate is going to break out. And you'll get people talking about Julius Caesar and the Roman Empire, and then you know, the Alexander the Great was a much bigger deal. No, you guys are ignoring philosophy and democracy, and you're ignoring calculus and the invention of zero. You could, that debate will just go forever. What's really interesting is that if you take a geek's view of history, the answer is, well, let's draw a graph and see what the graph looks like. And it turns out you can actually draw these geeky graphs of human history because we've quantified some aspects of it. We've quantified for thousands of years how many people are there on the planet. There's also a guy named Ian Morris here on the West Coast who's done amazing work to try to graph, to try to put into numbers how advanced our civilizations
were. Right, the advancement of civilization.
Social development. It turns out it doesn't matter which of those numbers you choose because the graphs look exactly the same. They are incredibly boring for thousands of years. So right. Jesus, Buddha, Confucius, Caesar, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, they don't move the needle. They don't bend the graph at all.
Fred Flintstone to old Europe
agriculture,
the
Dark Ages,
super slow,
barely a blip.
I mean, we're still basically our technology doesn't change
until
there are no cable channels
until Charlie Sheen
then something big
right,
happened
right. And that thing is Perez Hilton. No,
I'm looking right now.
And what happened was, seriously, the Industrial Revolution and the story of overcoming the limitations of our muscle power via steam and these other technologies. When you keep drawing that graph, it goes from boring and horizontal to, boom, incredibly interesting and vertical.
All of a sudden now, things are changing so fast. And you talk about some of the things that are that's going to affect. For example, you know, it's been in the news lately. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. We're ahead towards Hunger Games if we don't do something about it, aren't we?
Well, if we don't do something about it is a key point because we don't see any particular future as being inevitable, either the good futures that we paint or the bad futures. One of the reasons we have three chapters of recommendations in there is that we think that we have an enormous ability to influence which tack the future takes.
But we can't deny the fact, and we spent a lot of time on it, that inequality is on the rise. Social mobility is heading in the wrong direction. There are these challenges that we're facing, not just in the U.S., around the world. And part of why we wrote the book is to say that technology is one of the driving forces for that.
The word algorithm, I would like you to define it for people, because I've only recently, in the last few years, it's become part of my lexicon that a lot of what we do and a lot of what is presented to us and a lot of how companies perceive risk and reward is based on this thing called algorithms. And even though some of us had basic grade school, you know, we had that word. It's come just like computer used to be a word for a person who added up numbers, and now it's something else. What does algorithm mean to us in today's world?
It's a defined set of steps that lead to a specific outcome that ultimately finish. And much of the work we do today can be reduced to an algorithm. And there are super smart people here in Seattle, at MIT, in Silicon Valley, that are working on codifying human work, turning it into algorithms or processes. And once they do that, once they codify it, they can digitize it. And if something, and if a process becomes digitized, you can make a copy of it.
In fact,
you can make 10 copies of it. You can make 100 million copies of it at almost zero cost.
And the really crazy part is that we used to think up until pretty recently that there was a lot of stuff that we humans did that you could not algorithmicize. You could not turn into
an algorithm. Well, and I'm romantic, and I still think that. So before you get to the example I know you're going to get to, let me say this. Algorithms brought us some subprime mortgages not having any risk. Don't we take a huge risk when we rely on algorithms to do all our driving for us, that maybe there's some unforeseen consequence down the road, if you will? So what do you
Absolutely.
Say?
No, yeah. One of the dangers is that if the algorithm is bad, then when you make 100 million copies of it, that's even worse. It could multiply the problems. But the opportunity is to spend more time refining it and doing it more carefully.
Hopefully keep getting better. All right, Andrew, you're Andrew, right?
I am. You're
going to tell us about something you didn't believe was possible, just to show how fast things are changing, a couple of years ago.
Yep. So just about 10 years ago, some colleagues of ours wrote a wonderful book where they tried to say, here's the stuff that people are good at, here's the stuff that machines are good at, not just at one point in time, not just in 2004, but for a long time going forward. Honestly, Exhibit A in their list of stuff that people are pretty good at and machines are horribly bad at was driving a car in traffic. And they said, it can't be put into an algorithm. There's too much information to take in. The rules are fuzzy. They change all the time. The risks are too high if you get something wrong. not going to happen. A couple summers ago, Eric and I went for a ride down Highway 101 in Northern California in a car that had no driver.
And this is with Google. And you were researching this book, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
we wanted to see it for real.
You got in a car that drives itself in some of the worst traffic in America. As scientists, sort of semi-believing that that's not possible, were you scared?
I was really scared, actually. What you were talking about, the bad traffic, the Highway 101 is supposed to be a highway. The traffic came to a dead stop right in front of us. The car in front of us was completely stopped in the middle of the road, and we're sitting there in our driverless car thinking, grabbing the handrails, thinking, oh my God, does it realize that the car in front of us is stopped in the middle of the highway? Now, we're still here today, so yes, it did come to a nice, smooth stop.
And you said it even kind of drove better than people.
Well, at first, we were terrified. And just like you'd imagine if this were a sci-fi movie, there was honestly a big red button in the middle of the dashboard. And the Google engineer driving the car just went bomp and took his hands off the wheel, and we were in a self-driving car.
The red button turned on the self-driving.
Got it. And that was off the human being.
It wasn't the eject button. Human. It
was by the way, in the future, then, we'll be able to text and drive. We'll be able to watch movies on the way to work.
Yeah, in the future. Yeah. In the future.
Not this morning.
In the not-too-distant future.
But isn't there a danger? Like, now, if there is an accident, how badly does the company that made that algorithm get sued?
I take the other side of that, because there are 30,000 deaths right now with human drivers. And I seriously doubt that these self-driving cars are going to have anywhere near that level.
So as long as it's better than human beings, court, they will win.
Well, we saw
that's
riding
a different
that,
question.
I think the insurance companies are going to demand it, because these cars, what we rode in them, after we were scared, then the next phase, we were kind of thrilled. We were waving at the people and saying, hey, guys, look at us driving car. But most of the ride, you know, all the way, it was an hour and a half up to San Francisco and back down to Mountain View. Most of the time, honestly, we were bored. It was a little bit like watching a dishwasher run. It was just so smooth and so comforting, because we could get a sense that this car knew exactly what it was doing. Better than most Boston taxi drivers, that's for sure.
That's not a very high bar, though.
I figured that the hobbyists will still have cars that drive themselves, but most cars will be self-driving.
And those hobbyists will probably have to pay higher insurance.
It'll be like having something out on the roads. It'd be a great time to own bars, too, because you can drink you want.
It'll be like off-roading, absolutely. There'll be a few people who do that just for kicks, but in terms of getting your job done, self-driving cars.
Now, one fundamental question about technology, it seems like everything is going towards where you need less people. You don't need a guy to drive your car. Mm-hmm. You have robots that can assemble things, mm-hmm. yet the world's population continues to grow. We're having more people on the planet and less things for them to do. How are we going to even out the money so everybody can get along okay?
Well, that's a key question. We spent a good chunk of the book talking about it. One thing to bear in mind, if you go back to that arc of human history, is technology has always been destroying jobs, and it's always been creating jobs. For most of history, they've been in rough balance.
Well, the creation has actually been a little bit ahead of the destruction.
And doesn't change almost always cause wars of various sizes?
Industrial Revolution didn't lead to a war.
Amazingly enough.
But it did lead to some revolutions of people. And people do get angry. There were Luddites. Almost exactly 200 years ago, the Luddites were smashing the looms because they saw them as taking their jobs. And today you see people throwing rocks at Google buses and more people getting angry. Hmm. And we can understand why, because median income, the income of the person at the 50th percentile, is now lower than it was 15 years ago.
So that is true. The rich are getting richer, and on the lower end, they're getting poor.
It is absolutely a fact.
They're barely holding steady, or they're on some slight downward
trend.
What
about the global population of however many, 7 billion people or whatever it is? What about all those still living in abject poverty? Mm-hmm. So does this revolution hold out a hope that their standard of living improves?
Absolutely.
The good news there is that we talk about the two main economic consequences of this crazy progress that we're seeing. The first one is what we call bounty, more stuff, a higher standard of living, a bigger pie overall. The second is what we call spread. The division of that pie is getting more and more unequal. The really good news around the world, bounty is increasing, not just for those of us in the rich West, it's for everybody.
Which the revolutions usually do. Yeah.
Eric and I both spoke at TED in 2013, and I don't want to brag, but Bono was my warm-up act.
Wow.
I know. But he gave this fantastic TED Talk, you got to go look it up, where he put the trajectory of eliminating extreme poverty around the world. We are going to do that in our lifetimes. For the first time in human history, we're going to get rid of
it. That's great. Now, more selfishly, I want to live forever. Mm. Or as close to forever as, you know, until I get really exhausted. We are nanotechnology, biotechnology, all of the things we're working on are now made possible by the algorithms. The number of human brilliant minds is now multiplied by all of the calculations we can do, yep, aided by computer machines. And that's what it is. It's the plow that tills the field, only the field is human knowledge and understanding.
And it's getting bigger and bigger.
It's getting monstrously huge.
Monstrously.
Are we going to live long enough to see some of these amazing medical breakthroughs, or are they going to be a couple of generations away?
We'll certainly see breakthroughs. And one of the things we emphasize in the book is a lot of the benefits of these technologies don't show up in the traditional GDP statistics.
Exactly.
The increase in health and longevity has created enormous value. In fact, by some calculations, more value than all the other innovations put together. And that's accelerating as well.
So will you live forever? We don't know. I'm kind of skeptical.
Doesn't look that good for now.
Let's put it up to a vote.
But you are going to live a longer, healthier life.
Probably, well, even now, but than I deserve.
Absolutely.
So I've
got a great fear by all of this progress that you say, and it seems to be inevitable. What if people stop having to do things for themselves and having to think and calculate for themselves and research for themselves? Isn't there just an evolutionary diminishing of intellectual capacity?
Well, I don't know about diminishing of intellectual capacity, but there's definitely issues in terms of how people get a sense of meaning in life. We start one of the chapters with a great quote from Voltaire, of all people. And he says,
We don't want to get too erudite early in the morning here, but this is really important.
We've got something from Nikki Sixx next hour, so we'll
balance out nicely.
Our yin and yang are in balance.
It's a short quote. I'm not going to read a whole book here, but he basically said that work solves three great evils: boredom, vice, and need. And as work goes away, there are issues with all three of those. We think that actually the easiest one to take care of is need. We can, through the bounty that Andy just talked about, deal with more material wealth for a lot of people. But people are still going to want to have a sense of meaning, a sense of work. And that's something that we do worry about.
So the problem we're not going to face in the future, Eric and I are really confident about it. The problem we're not going to face is the problem of not enough to go around. And that's fantastic
news.
That
seems to be the biggest problem.
You bring up another really fundamental problem is when if there's not enough work to go around, or in a post-work world, what does a meaningful life look like? What does a career look like? What does a community look like? These are big questions. What is purpose? These are big questions.
Backward-looking question. How brilliant was Gene Roddenberry for his time?
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. We actually look at some of the stuff he describes to help understand a little bit about what could happen in a Star Trek future, a world of replicators. I was at a dinner with one of my MIT colleagues a few nights ago, and we were going around the room. Everyone was introducing what they were doing. And he introduced himself with not a sense of irony, saying, "I'm working on a Star Trek replicator."
And a 3D Roddenberry gave us the hopeful version of the future, where we boldly go around and explore new worlds, and no one worries about their paycheck, and they just push a button to get their meal. Mm. All right, we're headed there.
Looking at the future, just say 40, 50 years from now, you look at the Roman Empire and some of these things. Are we building an empire right here in Seattle? Is Seattle, you think, going to be a very big center of the technology revolution?
I think it's going to be a football empire.
Hey! No.
Oh, that's some a nice thing to say.
Hometown pandering. Good for you.
That's one of the things. Actually, not just Seattle, of course. It's the Bay Area, maybe hopefully parts of the Boston area as well, that are contributing to that. And one of the things that we're concerned about is that it becomes more and more uneven because not everybody is participating evenly. You tend to get these winner-take-all markets where you get companies and individuals, the Amazons of the world, who just take over a category and dominate it with their efficiency and their consumer value. And it's hard for other people to compete. Now, that's great for consumers. Obviously, it's great for the people working at Amazon and other companies like that. But then there are other people who aren't sharing in that.
That's a digital like Walmart, in a sense, also. Yeah. There's always a backlash when you're hugely successful.
When you're that successful. Yeah. Well, to answer your question, Seattle is one of the places we come to get our minds blown and to get a lot smarter. We'll go to San Francisco. We'll go to the Bay Area. We'll talk to our geek colleagues in Boston, and we'll come here.
Well, you guys run the Digital Business School at MIT. Business, to me, means money. How can a guy that is not technology friendly, like myself, how can I make some money off of this upcoming revolution? Where would you point me towards?
Well, the good news, it's not just tech geeks who are benefiting from this. The technology allows you to leverage all sorts of creativity, and that's why people who make music do very well. People who do the arts do very well.
The best of them.
The best of them, people exactly. In these winner-take-all markets, machines aren't good at doing that kind of stuff. They're also not good at interacting with other people, interpersonal relations, caring for people. I've never met a machine that can really comfort a sick child.
But you hadn't driven a car that could drive itself. Yeah.
Never say never.
How many
never
years will never. That take?
Oh, the nano nanny. The nano nanny. Write that down. Write that down.
You can
honestly,
patent that.
That could be way in the distant 10 years from now future, right?
Yes. The mantra that Eric and I keep repeating to ourselves is never say never. Because every time we go like, oh, okay, that's never going to happen, some geek shows us it's right. happening.
It's amazing. It's a wonderful time to live in. Guys, thank you for being here. Go see Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee. The Second Machine Age is the book. Amazon's got a glitch this morning, and they're fixing it, so you can get the book there, I'm sure, very quickly. They're at Town Hall Seattle tonight at 7:30, the ongoing technology revolution and its effect on the economy. Guys, thank you very much for stopping in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
8:32. We'll have a link up on the website so that you can check back and grab that book when it's available.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Where will you be on the biggest Sunday in Seattle history? Thanks to 95.7 KJR, you could be at the best viewing party at Seattle's newest hot spot, Lively. But the only way in is to win. Listen to Bob Rivers in the morning and afternoons with Steve Slayton for your chance to win. For more information or to enter online, go to 957KJR.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon. Mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
This report brought to you by American Laser Skin Care. Right now at American Laser Skin Care, get 3 free Zirona fat melting treatments with the purchase of 6. Lose a dress size in about 2 weeks. Trust American Laser Skin Care for great results at great prices. Call 877-559-4455 for a free consultation or visit AmericanLaser.com.
This is your 12th man coverage, live from New York.
Powered by Good Feet.
This is Dick Fames of Sports Radio 950 KJR with your 12th man report live from New York. Final day of media availability for the Hawks and Broncos, followed by a practice for each team. The Broncos made a change and chose to practice outside yesterday despite 15 to 20 degree temperatures. The Hawks practiced indoors at the Giants facility, weather warming a bit today, which may allow the Hawks to practice outside either today or tomorrow.
Hey, 12th man, you just heard what's going on back in New York? Well, right here at home, Good Feet, America's number one arch sports store, and the power behind our 12th man march on the Meadowlands, is offering their 12th man special for a limited time. When you go into the Good Feet stores, either at South Center or Alderwood, and invest in their two-step pain relief system, they'll throw in the third step for free. A $200 value absolutely free to honor the 12th man. Check them out for yourself at goodfeet.com. The folks at Good Feet eliminated my foot pain. They can do the same for you. Get comfortable in everything you do with a visit to Good Feet. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Better. Think simple with Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic. It's delicious, affordable food that's free from 101 plus artificial preservatives and ingredients. And now Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic have added 100 new items for every part of your day to make eating better easier than ever. You'll find Simple Truth at QFC. Just look for the green circle on the package that tells you only the good stuff goes in. Simple Truth. Easy to find, easy to understand. Find it at QFC.
Big game action deserves a great meal, and you can find it all at QFC. Cheer on our home team with a couple of USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks. They're just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. Is the gang watching the game at your house? How about some fresh homemade guacamole or sliced avocado on your famous burgers? This week, get medium Hass avocados for 99 cents each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys more gold than anyone else in the Pacific Northwest. They evaluate thousands of pieces of gold every week, and they'll tell you what it's really worth. Go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you the honest price for your gold.
Sick of getting stuck in traffic? Want to know where the problems are before you hit the road? Let the Traffic Divas be your guide with Les Schwab Traffic Alerts. Text traffic right now to 52309 to sign up for exclusive text alerts from us. It's that easy. Traffic alerts from the Traffic Divas and Les Schwab.
Your best friend's connected car lets him listen to over 15 million songs for free with internet radio like Pandora and iHeartRadio.
I wish my car did that.
That kid who bugged you in fourth grade? Tommy? Yep, Tommy has a connected car that reads him Facebook updates while he drives.
He's doing that just to tick me off.
No, stay in your happy place. It's easy to connect your car to the internet through your phone at Car Toys.
How easy?
Get a sweet deal on a Jensen DVD receiver with Bluetooth. Control your iPod or iPhone. Enjoy Pandora, Netflix. Sale price, just $219.
Really?
We'll even toss in a free backup camera, a $60 value. And if you need a new Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile phone, you've got to go to Car Toys.
Why?
Because we'll transfer everything from your old phone and set up email and Facebook for free. And beat everyone else's prices.
Even on the new Samsung phones?
Yep, all Samsung phones are on sale. The S4, the Note 3. Get the S3 for just one penny.
One penny?
Get connected at Car Toys.
Chinese New Year's Year of the Horse brings happiness and good fortune, like $150,000 in cash and prizes, including a trip for two to Hong Kong and two Ford Mustangs. You'll find it above it all at Snoqualmie Casino, January 26th through February 7th. Ring in the Year of the Horse with horsepower. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. So visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Above it all, Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest.
The 30th annual F5 St. Patrick's Day Dash is March 16th. The Dash is Seattle's largest single-distance run, walk, jog, or crawl. It'll be a 17,000-person ribbon of green dashing through the city in support of the Detlef Shrimp Foundation. Join the fun on March 16th by registering at stpatsdash.com. The Dash is proudly brought to you by F5 Networks, Brooks Running Company, Jameson Irish Whiskey, Master Park, North Coast Electric, Outerwall, QFC, T-Mobile, and Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. stpatsdash.com marks the beginning of spring. Sign up now.
We didn't get bailed out. We rolled up our sleeves and went to work to build America's most eco-friendly, highest quality, affordable vehicles. Ford was the only brand to sell over 2 million vehicles during 2013. Now people are switching from imports to Ford. So the switch is on to Evergreen Ford. In the last couple weeks, we've taken in over 100 Hondas, Toyotas, Subarus, and Volkswagens. That means deals, deals, deals on every used import you can imagine. We slashed them to unbelievable low prices. Evergreen Ford always has over 200 new Focus, Fusions, Hybrids, Electrics, 100-mile-per-gallon energies, plus hundreds of the all-new Escape, Explorers, and, of course, the number one selling truck in the world, the big, bad F-150. See more and pay less. A lot less at Evergreen Ford. We don't discount one or two. We mark all 600 with huge bottom-line discounts. Switch to Evergreen Ford now. You'll always get more for less. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
The Build a Better Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. So let's transform a bath and a budget at the same time. The Kohler Cimarron Elongated Toilet is a new lower price of just $228, a savings of $20. Getting started on your new bath has never been easier. Let's do this at the Build a Better Bath event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we are still working with some slow traffic northbound I-5 from the middle of Boeing Field all the way up to the Convention Center at this point. It's been a pretty slow drive all morning. It looks like near the Convention Center, that accident that was on the shoulder has started to clear out of the way. It looks like only a few cars left there. The Valley Freeway northbound stop and go from 180th to 405 and northbound 405, of course, through the S-curves, seeing lots of brake lights.
Stop by your neighborhood Fred Meyer, where right now you can save $300 on a Toshiba 50. 50-inch class LED 1080p HD TV. Pick one up for just $599.99 only at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Watch the game with my son. To the man cave, Lord, here she comes. In a Russell Wilson jersey with a big bedazzled up three. Staring at the TV like a lovesick pup. The Hawks win the toss, the teams line up. Just look at her face, she ain't thinking about me. She thinks my cube is sexy. He really turns her on. She never watched the Seahawks till number three came along. She likes the way he scrambles with the football in his hand. I even heard her say he's got a cute tight end. She's not the only girl who's watching with a man on Sunday. Cube is sexy. Well, she ain't into sports, never watched none much. When game day's here, now her eyes light up. He does attract her. She thinks my cube is sexy. He really turns her on. She never cared for football till Russell Wilson came along. She likes the way he's humble, always thanking all the fans. She even thinks it's hot that he's a God-fearing man. He's the other one who gets her on her knees on Sunday. She thinks my cube is sexy. That Russell Wilson sexy.
Tractor. 95.7 KJR, she thinks my QB's sexy. Craig Terrell, ex-Seahawks, singing that song. Very nicely done. And that's number three, Russell Wilson. We had three children left at the start of this hour. We don't get another report till 9. In our quest to get the last 12 children sponsored by the 12th man before the Super Bowl. And in the belief that that's good karma, and it will round out our Zambia World Vision quest for this year. And we will once again have achieved our goal. You know, listeners to the Bob Rivers Show and KJR sponsor in excess of 4,000. Isn't it 4,000 children?
Try 4,700.
There you go. 4,700 children, about a dollar a day, so 365 days, just a little more than a dollar a day. So you take that 4,700... and try multiplying that by around 400, and you'll have some idea, approaching $2 million a year.
We're over $2
million. That our, see, I always like to be conservative, but in terms of how much our audience gives, and when you, I hate to use the word algorithm again, because apparently a listener is taking a shot of espresso every time I say the word algorithm.
Oh, I think it's great.
The poor guy's going to need a paramedic. but if you understand, even like Pedro with his likes and shares on Facebook, if you understand liking, helping someone in a village have clean water and how that affects not just them, but generations to come. For hundreds and even thousands of years, breaking the cycle of poverty is an investment in karma you make that saves lives, that does good, untold good, that you'll never totally be fully aware of.
What if the next Einstein or the next Gandhi is living in a village somewhere who doesn't have clean water and medicine, and the thing you do, the dollar a day you send? I mean, you think about smoke a little green. Think about how weird the world
gets.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the next Katniss who's going to win the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
None of this Gandhi crap.
None of this Gandhi crap.
Okay.
Or whatever, the next great flute player. I mean, what's it? Zamfir is not going to live forever.
You got to replace that guy.
The pan flute?
Yeah.
I haven't heard much from him lately. I hope he's okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
Okay. So from incredibly talented MIT Harvard scientist guys to which vehicle gets you laid?
Finally, something I can wrap my head around.
Yeah, this has it all.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the most chick magnet thing you can drive? It turns out it is a pickup truck. According to a new survey by Yahoo Autos, Yahoo is now the Katie Couric channel. Women are most attracted to men driving pickup trucks. Would you agree?
They're very masculine. Sure. Sure.
They're in construction like your husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're man's man. They get stuff done.
You feel like this is someone who could eventually help me move
out of his place.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Or
right.
into his place. Into his place.
Yeah. Or into somebody else's place. Just help me move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
36% of women say pickup trucks are the most attractive vehicle for a man. Followed by 27% who say sports cars. Only 16% go with an SUV, then sedans and hybrids at 11 and 9%. Sorry, UPS driver, only 4% picked you.
Coming in slightly above smart car drivers.
But as long as you go to 100 homes, you'll have four
women. Odds are better.
No problem. Yeah. 2% say minivans. Sorry.
No, I knew. It's not news.
And 1% say mail trucks. Apparently the mailman is not that hot.
Not mine.
I think the mailman's salary is slightly less than the UPS man. I think a lot of times.
You think it's about salary?
Yeah, well, I think women are attracted to an expensive car. I may be wrong, but.
A provider, yeah.
I think.
Yes, so a pickup truck is great, but a pickup truck with an ATM receipt that has your bank balance is even
better.
Right on the dashboard. Yeah, one of those Cadillac pickup trucks.
Jody, don't make
Jody's
that
Jody's got
face.
A frown going.
That's not a frown. I don't know what I'm supposed to say here.
Yeah, I know. It's a Cretan remark.
Well, it's a halfsy remark. I mean, half the time, a guy in an expensive car is going to be a you-know-what.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're banking on it.
Women say the most attractive car or truck color for a man is black. Men say the most attractive car or truck color for a woman is red. 847. Obama went to Costco.
He loves Costco. And the Costco loves him, you know.
It looks like he's kissing one of the Costco cookie ladies.
Hold on. Yeah. Obama went down to Costco. He was looking for a cookie deal. He was in the bind. That's what we got. We have to
Obama went to Costco. Yeah.
He specifically mentioned Costco in the State of the Union address as a company who does a great thing by paying people a fair wage. And he backed it up. The following morning, he went out to Costco to say hello to some folks.
He said that higher wages are a smart way to boost productivity and reduce turnover. You know, I agree with him completely. Obama said Costco chief executive Craig Jelinek understands the way of business pioneered by Ford Motor founder Henry Ford when the car industry tycoon chose to pay its workers a fair salary.
Henry Ford's motto was, if my workers can't afford to buy what I'm selling, where's my market? He made sure the standard salary at the auto plant was enough for them to be able to afford a Ford.
That's nice. Costco is a good example. The company is known for paying its workers an average of $20.89 per hour for hourly employees. The warehouse starting salary is $11.50.
Don't get around. Tell me that you don't get great customer service when you're there.
Yeah, you do. By the way, I should say, though, they even at $11.50, though, that's not the $15 that so many of these uppity hamburger flingers are asking for.
P.S. They also don't want to be called hamburger flingers. This is brought to you by West Seattle
the
Coins.
The Fry-A-Later cooks.
Yeah, they're not going to get 15.
They're not going to get 15. But I would ask. I think I'm on their side. Costco employees cheering and taking pictures of President Obama. He was at a warehouse in Lanham, Maryland. You know, it couldn't come all the way out here to Issaquah.
I got some audio if you want. He made a couple of jokes. Listen to it.
That treating workers well is not just the right thing to do. It is an investment. And Teresa's 27 years of hard work at Costco proves that investment pays off. You know, I talked a bit about this last night in my State of the Union address. Now, I only finished 12 hours ago, so these remarks will be quicker. And I need some time to pick up a snow shovel and one of those 50-pound bags of dog food for Bo and Son.
Yeah.
I was told I'd get a big screen TV, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't intend on getting a big screen.
Say 60 is not enough, huh? You got to go 80. It is funny, though. I was looking, you know, you can buy a sofa, a chocolate chip cookies, and a snorkel set all in the same. The sofa didn't surprise me, but the snorkel set. Now, that was impressive. Although, I do want to ask, who's snorkeling right now? How many of those are you guys selling? You never know.
Very insightful.
You suppose Obama has a card, or did they just let him in?
They let him in.
They make him go get it temporary?
It's a good question. I mean, you know, as president, much like Hillary said the other day, Senior Bush didn't have drive or have to pay for anything.
Joe Biden is a Costco member. He went and did his Christmas shopping there with the car.
No kidding. Yeah, maybe he drives himself. But anyway, the photo op of Obama walking out with an 80-inch TV would have been priceless.
On those little carts, those flat carts. And then the flat carts push us to Air Force One.
Ready for the Super Bowl. Get his cookies, get his big, huge deli sandwich.
He's about to kiss that cookie lady. That's the weirdest. He's just talking to her, but she's leaning in for a kiss. You can see that. Obama at Costco. 10-pound barrel of pretzels? Yeah, I see the pretzels. I walk by the pretzels. You know what I buy there?
What?
And it's not cheap. The Costco mixed nuts. It's this big, massive thing of nuts.
$12, solid.
About $15.
Yeah, try $16 now. They keep raising the price.
Nuts are going through the roof.
Here's one of the things a smart company does, by
the
way.
The astronaut.
What's that?
I just said nuts are going through the roof, and Spike had an astronaut joke to go with it.
Because you're in zero gravity.
Yeah. What they do is they get you hooked on something. That's an incredible deal. I can't remember what those nuts used to be, but I think they were $11.
Well, they were about $9 when I started.
Really?
Yeah. Just under $10.
And those were $9, but cashews were $12.
And nuts are expensive. And the other day I went into Costco, and the only thing I bought was those nuts because I'm out of nuts. And, you know, one of the healthiest things you can do for yourself is just a small handful of nuts. Just grab a small handful a day. And I like to do that. It just feels good. And people tell you there's a lot of calories in nuts and, you know, you got to be careful. But it's like a small handful of nuts. There's new research that say the calories don't even matter. The nuts are so good for you.
Yep. There's so many benefits.
That was my lunch yesterday. Just a
handful of nuts.
Yeah. A couple ounces of nuts.
And so I bought it. And then when I checked out, I was like, wow, why was this $16?
But you know what they do to make you feel better about the price going up?
What?
Is they keep throwing in a fancier nut into the mix.
Oh, they changed them?
We never had macadamias until a few months ago. And the price went up, but it says now with macadamia nuts. So you get a few macadamias mixed in. You go, well, that is a pretty expensive nut.
Straight from Hawaii, for Pete's sake.
But it's cost prohibitive, but it's still a deal compared to just going to a grocery. Because
most other places the nuts are more expensive, always have been.
Yeah, and they're fancy nuts at Costco, too.
Oh, Texter has a good point. If you take almonds and mix them into your mixed nuts, the nut jar goes further. So you're adding some nuts to your nuts, but they're good nuts anyway.
And if you're curious why nuts are so expensive right now, it's because the Chinese are going nuts for nuts.
Ah.
About 80 to 90% of all pecans from Georgia are going to China now.
Barrel of nuts is up to $102, right? Is that what they're saying?
The midnight nuts from Georgia? They're leaving.
Too much for a man.
They sell nuts to China. Wow, that's too bad.
We
should have some protectionist policies in place to keep our nuts cheaper.
Everything we buy, use, eat, consume, it's going to be competed with for the market in China. Everything.
Billion hungry people over there.
Yeah. Things will equalize. Means we'll get poorer while their standard of living comes
up. It's already
happening.
Look at the Boeing Machinist Union. They had to take a pay cut because people around the world are getting the skills only we had.
All right. Pope Francis. The world has gone nuts, man. Obama's in Costco making jokes about big tins of pretzels, and Pope Francis is playing with a parrot.
And he's on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Who would have thought the Pope? Yeah, this week's Pope is on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh, that's so cool.
There's a song that Spike could sing about that.
Yeah, we could probably do one on that one.
There's a big old Christian on a serious mission wearing robes everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Used to ride around in a Pope Mobile, but now he's on the bus, you know.
Pope guy. I don't remember
the the headline Rolling is Stone. The times they are a-changing.
Going to see a picture of the father.
He's a bird guy, though. Yesterday it was a parrot. The day before it was I don't think we mentioned this, but he
gonna
had
see his holiness on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Hallelujah.
He had some bad luck.
Look for the karaoke bed.
He unleashed let a couple peace doves loose a couple days
peace
ago.
Peace doves?
Yeah, doves of peace, you know, just beautiful white doves. Immediately attacked. Crows and seagulls.
Did you see that?
It was brutal.
Cool.
It was brutal.
Oh, the peace doves were killed by the crows and seagulls.
Yeah, or at least it pecked.
You got to get John Stewart's, if you can find that for after the break.
We'll have that right after that.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by American Laser Skin Care.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I-5 northbound still a little slow from the middle of Boeing Field up to the Convention Center, where an earlier accident on the shoulder has been cleared at this point. I-5 southbound also seeing some crowding as you make your way through Shoreline and from 522 down to 520. Looks like both the floating bridges doing okay. 520 a little crowded both directions as you approach the water. And it looks like northbound 405 through the S-curve is a little slow.
Right now at American Laser Skincare, get 3 free Zerona Fat Melting Treatments with the purchase of 6. Lose a dress size in about 2 weeks. Trust American Laser Skincare for great results at great prices. Call 877-559-4455 for a free consultation or visit AmericanLaser.com.
Got to hand it to Sleep Country USA, another great buying experience. Yesterday, I got a new bed delivered, and it was so quick, I didn't even know it. I went to take Emily to her singing lesson. They said they'd be there between 3:30 and 5:30. Left the house about 3:30. Moved all the cars so they could back their truck in. Came back 4:15, and I told Kelly, well, I've got the cars moved. She goes, oh, they've already come and gone. Within 45 minutes, I had a brand-new Tempur-Pedic mattress set up in my guest room. These guys do the booties. They literally roll out the red carpet and bring it in. They assemble it. If you have an old bed, they'll take that away, too, all for free. Free same-day delivery, free setup, free removal of your old mattress. And if you were to buy a mattress before 2 p.m. today, you could be sleeping on one tonight. Emily and Kelly both had to try out the new Tempur-Cloud mattress last night to break it in a little bit, so I can't wait to see how they slept. I imagine good. You can save up to $300 on that same mattress right now while supplies last. There's also some great President's Day sale incentives going on. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Don't miss America's largest antiques and collectibles show this weekend at the State Fair Event Center in Puyallup.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We've got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon. Mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
This report is brought to you by Semiahmoo Resort. Get away with a seaside escape at Semiahmoo Resort on the coast in Blaine, Washington. From $109 per night with a $25 resort credit for meals and fun. For a limited time, call now, 855-917-3767. That's 855-917-3767.
Want to maximize the value of that tax refund? Go to AutoZone and let their experts help you choose the tune-up parts that are best for your car. A tune-up improves performance and fuel economy, putting cash back in your pocket. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Whether it's your first new car or your first new truck, this could be your best day to get a new Toyota.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Like the all-new, made-in-America 2014 Toyota Tundra. Now through February 3rd, get 0% APR financing on any new 2014 Tundra or $1,000 cash back on Tundra Crewmax. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee of up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Plus, your Toyota Care 2-year maintenance with roadside assistance is included. Toyota Tundra. More truck than you'll ever need. Everything you'll ever want. For more details, visit buyatoyota.com. If you're looking for your first new car or first new truck, don't miss your chance to make it your best day to get a new Toyota.
This is gonna be the best day.
Hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends February 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The big game is less than 1 week away. So stop into your neighborhood Fred Meyer to get everything you need for game day. Take home a Famous Brands 60-inch 1080p LED HD TV for just $799.99. All recliners are buy one, get one free. And don't forget pizza. Select pizzas in our deli, frozen foods, and natural foods departments are 25% off. So get ready for the big game at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Great oil and filter specials at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate. Upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for $21.99 after rebate. Or 5 quarts of Pennzoil platinum full synthetic oil and a Bosch premium plus oil filter for $32.99. Now through March 29th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from The Bob River Show. My 4-year-old son, AJ, is excited about Bridget, his new World Vision-sponsored sister from Zambia. I told AJ how Bridget eats corn mush for every meal, if she can get it. Now AJ wants to try mush. AJ's mind was blown when I told him that Bridget doesn't have running water. You can help a child just like Bridget. Child sponsorship provides clean water, education, food security, and much more. To sponsor a child for about $1 a day, just go to bobrivers.com and click on the World Vision logo.
Do you suffer from constant pain or other complications due to a hip replacement surgery? If you received implants made with Stryker or other implant products and continue to have limited mobility, let your voice be heard. PCVA Law in Seattle and Tacoma can help evaluate your injury and navigate your legal options with no fees unless you receive compensation. Call 800-349-PCVA. That's 800-349-PCVA. Or visit PCVALaw.com. PCVA Law. Here to listen.
Fiat of Seattle at Cell Center would like to ask, why buy used when you can own a new Fiat 500 Pop for just $99 down and $139 a month? When you can drive in style and get 40 miles per gallon doing it. Get where I'm going with this? Go see my friends at Fiat of Seattle at Cell Center.
O'Brien.
84 months at 2.99% APR on approved credit. Purchase price $13,606. $99 down plus tax, license, and all rebates. Must qualify for all rebates for this price. See dealer for details. A $150 doc fee may be added to the sale price or capitalized cost.
Hey, it's Bob here. I've been telling you about the experts at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins for a long time now. And the reason I continue to talk about them is because I trust them. You see, Lisa and I have been to their store multiple times with all our stuff. And we've gotten to know the staff. We've seen how they treat their customers. And we've seen that they pay the most. They're nice folks. They just happen to be the largest gold and silver buyer in the Northwest. Recently, a guy comes in with a jar of quarters that dates back 70 years. He's not a coin collector. He wanted to see if any of them had special value. Well, the staff looked at what he had, and when they offered him almost $4,000, he was very happy and much richer. Stories like this happen all the time, which is why I'm telling people, bring your valuables in, have them checked out for free. Who knows? Maybe next time I'll be sharing your story. To find out how much your gold and silver are really worth, visit my friends at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you the most.
95.7 KJRFM thanks the Bellevue Lowe's for joining iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes to support hiring vets. Vets, listen up. The Bellevue Lowe's is looking to hire veterans. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes for a complete listing of open positions. Local businesses, go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes to register and learn more. Hire smart, hire vets. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes.
This report brought to you by BECU.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, definitely looking at an improved commute. I-5 northbound, still pretty slow from the Michigan curb to the Convention Center. Southbound I-5, those are where we're definitely seeing an improvement. You're just going to see some crowding from 522 down to 520. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, a little bit slow there. And westbound I-90, still crowded from the midspan across the water all the way out to I-5.
BECU has opened a new flagship center located at the corner of Northeast 20th and 130th in Bellevue, offering on-site business services, investments, and home loan specialists, along with more ATMs to serve you. BECU. It's more than just money. Federally insured by the NCUA.